From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. Peter McIntyre with you for the next 15 minutes. The message today will be taken from Exodus chapter 12. We'll be thinking about the blood of the Passover lamb. First, here's a piece entitled, The Blood Shall Never Lose Its Power. This afternoon, our scripture reading will be taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 12. There is just a phrase from the 13th verse which I would like to leave with you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The children of Israel had been in Egypt for 400 years. Initially, Egypt had been the place of their salvation, because without the food that they received in that land, they would have died of starvation in the land of Canaan. Therefore, it was a good thing when Jacob emigrated with all his family to that particular country. There came a time, however, when the Israelites were despised in Egypt. They were despised because they were feared. They were a separate people with a separate identity, and the Egyptians were suspicious of them. Therefore, the Egyptians turned the Jewish people into slaves. God, however, raised up a deliverer by the name of Moses, and Moses demanded of Pharaoh that the children of Israel be allowed to leave Egypt, but Pharaoh would not allow the children of Israel to go. 9 times Moses said, "Let the people go," and 9 times God judged Egypt with fearful plagues, which brought the land to economic ruin. Moses came before Pharaoh the 10th time and said, "Let the people go." But the 10th time, Pharaoh still refused. God was determined to send another plague. This plague would not be a national disaster. This plague would not be a mere economic disaster. this plague would be a family tragedy, because every firstborn throughout Egypt would die on the 14th night of the first month. God then turned his attention towards the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were. He gave instructions as to how the families of the Hebrew people could divert the death angel on the night of wrath. God was determined that as the Egyptian families would be inflicted with death, so the Jewish homes would experience life. On the 14th night of the first month, a great cry went up throughout the land of Egypt. Child after child was found to have died in their sleep. The death angel had come. But amongst the Jewish people, none had died, because they fulfilled the instructions given by God through Moses. And the instructions were very simple. They were to take a lamb. They were to kill the lamb. They were to collect the blood of that creature. And upon every doorpost and upon every lintel, the blood was to be pasted. And God says, when the destroyer comes over Egypt on this particular night, when I see the blood upon your doors, I will pass over you. And therefore, this became known as the Feast of the Passover. The blood provided life. There is no doubt, but the blood of the Passover lamb speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In the New Testament, for example, whenever John the Baptist saw Jesus for the first time in a public sense, he welcomed him. And he lifted up his hand, declaring, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." When you read of a lamb in the Old Testament, you read of a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. With this in mind, I would like to talk to you about the blood of Christ as we have it presented in the original Passover feast. Firstly, the preciousness of the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ is precious blood because the one who shed that blood was pure. He was holy. Whenever Moses told the children of Israel to select a lamb, it had to be a lamb of the first year, a male without blemish. That simply means that the Jewish man had to pick out the best and the most valuable creature he had in the flock. A creature that was as near pure as it was possible for a beast to be. The Lord Jesus Christ was holy. He was holy in his obedience. God sent his Son into the world to die for men. And Jesus Christ said, "Behold, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God." Jesus Christ was holy in every action. He was pure in every thought. He was without sin in every detail of his life and of his heart and of his contemplations. He could not sin. It was impossible for him so to do. Whenever he went to Calvary to shed his blood, he died as one that was holy. He died as the perfect man in the place of sinful men. He died as the holy man in the place of unholy men. He died shedding his blood that we might have redemption, and it had to be pure blood, spotless blood. Nothing else would do. Christ shed his blood for us, because there was no other way by which we could be redeemed. The preciousness of the blood. Secondly, I wish to share with you the power of the blood. Nothing but the precious blood of Jesus can save. On the Passover night, if the Jewish people had attempted something else, that would not have been enough. The blood of the lamb had to be shed and pasted upon the door. There's no way that we can take away our sin by our good works. There's no way we can wash away our sin with our moral living. It cannot be done. We can reform the outward life, but we will never change the heart. We will never improve our standing before God, because we are all as an unclean thing, the Bible says. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can make the difference. Jesus shed his blood, because without the blood, our sins cannot be removed in the sight of God. But when the unconverted person has the blood, he is saved completely. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There's peace for those that are in Christ because they've got the blood. Thirdly, I wish to talk to you about the perception of the blood. Whenever the children of Israel were safely gathered into their homes on the Passover night, they could not see the blood. It was upon the outside of the door. But God saw it. And whenever the angel of death passed over on the 14th night of the first month, he did not look upon the inhabitants of the house. He did not look upon the house itself. He looked upon the blood. And whenever a person is saved, that person does not literally see the precious blood of Christ. But God sees it. God sees it upon the outside of the doors of our hearts. And whenever he sees the blood, he sees a person who's saved, who's right with him. He sees a person who will never be in hell. A person whom he will take to heaven, because that person is covered with the blood. God does not look at the Christian. Because if he were to look at the Christian, he would see sin. He looks first of all at the blood covering the life of that Christian. And God then looks at the believer through the blood. Because he looks through the blood, he sees only Christ in that person. That's the only hope, you know. Without the blood, God sees you in your sin. But with the blood, he sees you in Jesus Christ. Have you got the covering of the blood today? Fourthly and finally, please think about the promise of the blood. When God saw the blood, he said he would pass over. And he fulfilled his word. Every home in Israel that had the blood, their children survived. Every home in Egypt that did not have the blood, their children died. It was very clear. But those who had the blood, they had life. You see, the Bible says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the promise of the blood. If you come to the Lord today and confess your sins and ask the Lord to save you, the precious blood of Jesus will wipe every sin away. Your life will be changed and transformed forever. Oh, please consider this. Jesus Christ died for you. And in his death he shed his blood that you might be saved. This was the only way. Will you not come to the Lord this day and say, Lord, save me. I confess my sins. Cover me with your blood. And you'll be made different. Or will you not do this today? I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.